Ruckus. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Mojgan Azuman, and I work as the training director at Ruckus.
Maybe you could say that again, your name.
My name is Mojgan Azuman.
Mojgan?
Azuman.
Azuman. Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating name. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
It's Persian.
Persian. Mm-hmm. And?
My name is Hilary Shea.
Hilary Shea?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, how long have you been involved in Ruckus?
I was a student at the first Human Rights Camp in 1998. And so I was a student participant. I went through the camp, and I was thrilled and amazed, not only by the material that I learned, kind of the curriculum, but also by the people. I think the people and the skills that I gained there really changed the direction of my activism. The first Ruckus camp was in 1996, in the spring, in Georgia, and it was a response to some timber legislation that was happening at the time, and it pulled together forest activists from across the North America, mostly U.S. and Canada, to oppose some unprecedented logging that was happening in the United States. And over the years, Ruckus expanded its curriculum to involve folks who are working on more than just forest issues, but human rights issues. And that was the first camp where that was kind of featured, so the first human rights camp in Virginia in 1998.
And what do you see as the Ruckus mission?
Our mission is to provide skills and training for human rights, environmental, and social justice activists so that they can use these skills to win their goals, whatever they may be.
And how many Ruckus camps have there been since Ruckus was first initiated, would you say?
That's a great question. We've had, probably since 1996, we've had about 3 to 4 camps a year that are exclusively Ruckus camps. And then we support various other initiatives of other organizations. So, for instance, while this camp is happening here in Northern California, just a week before we did a camp in Southern California for funders, and it was called Threshold, and we did just climbing action, climbing for those folks. And then concurrently with this camp, we sent about 4 or 5 women trainers to New England and Vermont, and they trained women from the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Their acronym is WILPF. So WILPF has an annual congress. They wanted to spice it up, so they invited Ruckus trainers. And we were doing that at the same time we were here in Northern California.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you're new to Ruckus.
Yes, I had only been at Ruckus for 3 days before I came to this camp, and I've been at the camp for about 12 days now.
And what brought you to Ruckus?
I'm actually interning with Ruckus for the summer to learn how to put on a camp myself.
So all the infrastructure issues and all that. I mean, that's probably one of the more fascinating things that happens here is to see what it takes to actually build or keep everything running. So how many people are actually involved in the actual footprint, trying to get everything thing organized?
There's 6 of us on staff, full-time staff, but then we have a crew of about 3 or 4 folks who are either interns or part-time staff that also work with us on a regular basis. So that's kind of the hub. And then for each individual camp, let's take this one as an example, there were probably 10 core volunteers that were brought on to make sure that the setup and the outreach and all of that happened. And then obviously when we hit the ground, there's another probably 15 to 20 people that get very intimately involved with deploying the logistics.
And what's on the horizon for Ruckus? What's the next event?
Sure. The next event we're supporting is called Free Tibet Action Camp. It's the 3rd annual camp that Students for Free Tibet is putting together this August. Ruckus and the Students for Free Tibet did the first camp about 3 years ago. And now what we like to do is kind of train people and organizations who want to do these camps, and that's why Laura's joined us. We're training her as part of this Students Transforming and Resisting Corporations. We're training Stark to put on their own camp so that Ruckus doesn't have the exclusive knowledge of how to do these events. And so Students for Free Tibet's the next camp we're supporting in August. And then we're going to do another exclusive Ruckus camp at the end of the summer in Washington, D.C. And the issues are going to be about globalization. So it's called Global Justice Action Camp. And then that's probably our last big camp for the year, but we're going to be doing a lot of actions towards the end of the year surrounding the issues of globalization. We're going to be targeting issues like the World Bank and the WTO and the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And so we're really excited about that. And then we'll start planning our programming for next year.
I'm actually working with STARC, which is Students Transforming and Resisting Corporations. And a lot of the idea behind making a camp for STARC was to get college students and also students of color involved and get this training out to areas that may not necessarily get this training or even be aware that this training is available, which is an interesting thing. Like, I come from the Midwest, where on the West Coast this is far more prevalent, and it's not so known in the Midwest. And to, A, let people know that these skills are available, and B, get them out to them so people can start making their own ruckus in all over the country.
So when do you have a date planned for the STARC event?
Spring or next summer. So,
what is STARC's contact information? If folks wanted to follow what might be happening and get involved or just to stay tuned?
I think the best way to do that is the website, www.starkalliance.org.
Starkalliance.org. Okay. And what about Ruckus? What's the Ruckus contact information?
The best way to find out more information about us is to go to our website also, and it's Ruckus, RUCKUS.org. And if what you see there inspires you and something that people want to check out, then they can either apply for camp, and our applications are always posted on the site, or they have a specific training that they're interested in organizing and they want some Ruckus trainers to come, then they can send us a request form. And they send that to info@ruckus.org.
All right. Well, is there something you would like to say to the folks out there in the big world?
I would like to say that I'm so inspired by the work that I see happening around the world, and Ruckus is just such a small part of the movement to resist corporations and the movement to create a new society, and that we are always looking for people to participate in our camps, to train in our camps, and that we're very open to different kinds of technology and different kinds of solutions for where we're moving forward. And we'd like Ruckus not to necessarily be a clearinghouse, but to throw, we love to throw great parties, invite great people, and so that they can meet each other, build connections to make their work happen more effectively in the future. So I really encourage people to get involved. And I also just want to put a shout out to all of those people on the front lines who are struggling every day to make it happen, and that to let them know that we're here with them in solidarity and that they are not alone.
And I'm speaking with
Mojgan Azamun from Ruckus
and
Hilary Shea from STARC.
All right. Okay. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Govinda.